This is Diane Roberts bringing you fresh-picked prose from Florida State University. Here's Christopher Gaynor, a creative writing major at FSU, on how we love to see ourselves reflected in the world, even by our pets.
My golden doodle is a piece of fried chicken with legs, a swirling vortex of hair, warm breath, and saliva. Watching him roam the living room aimlessly, I can't help but feel like I'm beginning to understand something. Bentley's tongue is dripping, eyes searching, nose tilted upward like a satellite dish searching for signal. His tail is in a perpetual state of rise and fall. But looking at his favorite Star Wars bandana neatly tied against his collar, it occurs to me he has no idea what Star Wars is. He has no idea what movies are. He owns a football jersey without possessing any conception of the actual game. He even has more FSU apparel than most students. Whether it be intentional or not, I've forged a four-legged clone. For a moment, I feel weird. I feel like I've been caught doing some immoral science experiment. But then I think, is it really that odd to want to see yourself reflected in the world? Looking at Bentley, I can't help but maybe understand my father and all that he wanted for me. I wonder if he looks at me in the same way I look at Bentley. Does he hear himself in my voice? Or walk into my room, staring at the Pink Floyd posters and old family photos, knowing that in some way, he lives through me?